Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. After the establishment of the Lord's Church on the day of Pentecost, the disciples continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. Did the word fellowship include giving of their means to support the cause of Christ? We know the word is used in that sense, both in 2 Corinthians 8 and in the Philippian letter. Whether it can be established that the fellowship in Jerusalem included giving may not be absolutely possible, but we know giving is an act of worship to God Almighty. Paul makes that truth too plain for anyone to question. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Philippians 4:18. Paul needed and received with gratitude the gifts which the church at Philippi had sent to him. But his thanksgiving related primarily to the fact that the church had produced fruit which abounded to their account. The Philippians were the ones who received the greatest benefit from their giving. That was the reason our Lord said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35. Actually, at this particular time in Paul's work, he had all he needed and more. The word abound suggests he had more than an ample supply of food, clothing, and other physical necessities. He may have had enough to help others. He had received the gifts the church had sent to him by Epaphroditus. I shall not take the time to review what we know about Epaphroditus, but I urge you to read what Paul says about this faithful brother, Philippians 2:25-30. We do not know what or how much the Philippians had sent to Paul by Epaphroditus, but Paul called their gift an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. An analysis of this text shows that giving certainly can be an act of worship. The expression, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God, is the kind of language the Old Testament uses of worship. One example from the book of Exodus will have to suffice. "And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord." Exodus 29:18. Paul does not say in the Philippian letter that every act of giving is an act of worship. But there is hardly any doubt that our giving on the Lord's Day constitutes worship. If there is any doubt in your mind, please think about these words. "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, even so you do. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. The first day of the week, the Lord's Day, was the regular gathering of the church for worship. On that day, as the early Christians sang praises to God, prayed together, heard the gospel preached, and ate the Lord's Supper, they also gave of their means to support the work of the Lord's kingdom. Some may think that money has no place in the spiritual worship of God's people, but they misunderstand the nature of the church. There is nothing unspiritual about money when it is used for the right purposes. Giving to the cause of Christ is certainly one right purpose for money. I would urge every member of the body of Christ to be generous in their contribution to the church, to support the church locally, as well as to support mission work throughout the world. My friends, we thank you for listening. May our Father continue to bless you.